Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
So in healing school, those of you who've never been in one, we just go to the scriptures and find out what God's word says about healing. And it's awesome. Divine health is possible. Proverbs 3:1-8. Let me read it in Amplified. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Now, this is a key to a long, strong, and healthy life and a prosperous life. Let your heart keep my commandments for length of days and years of a life worth living and tranquility inward and outward. Listen to this, those of you who are over 50. Continuing through old age till death. Good, blessing, peace, tranquility, inward and outward, continuing through old age till death. Or you could say, through old age till your departure. Actually, we're not going to die. Our body dies. We'll leave. The body will die. But we'll have more life than ever after our departure. Hallelujah. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, hallelujah. So we don't have anything to fear in death, yet we want to live out the full number of our days and accomplish whatever God's called us to do. Isn't that a great scripture? For length of days and years of a life worth living. A life worth living is a life, I would say, that's without curse, without poverty, without sickness, without families being messed up and all the bad things that can happen to people. A life worth living. It's a peaceful, good life. And tranquility inward and outward, continuing through old age till death or till your departure. So really, I'm in old age, but I don't really know that. I'm continuing in the scripture. Glory to God. Through old age till departure, these shall they, the word, the commandments, keeping the commandments, keeping the word of God, shall these add to you. Now, there are different people from different backgrounds here, but our group, the Word of Faith group, which we're grouped with, and I'm happy to be there, We're faith people. You can't be a faith people and be a negative people. If you're a faith people, you believe what God says in His Word rather than what's happening that you see with your eyes. You know that's happening, but you believe God's answer to it will fix it. So we're not a negative people. We're a faith people. We're a happy people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm in the right crowd. There's not any other crowd I'd rather be in than surrounded by people who believe God. When hard times come, when trouble comes, we run to the Word of God, hallelujah. When sickness tries to come on us, we run to the Word of God, and we take those scriptures. He bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases, and by His stripes, I was healed. I already was healed, glory to God. And I take my healing. Now, if you haven't already, you know you might be new at this. And if you haven't already gotten your healing list, whatever scriptures you want to stand on when Satan tries to bring sickness on you, you need to do that. You need to know where to go in the Bible and take your medicine. See, the scripture does say that God's word is His medicine. It's medicine to all of our flesh. Glory to God. Isn't that a great thing to know that I got my medicine right here. I got several versions of my medicine right here. I don't have any little bottles or pills or anything, but I got my medicine. It's medicine to all my flesh. They can come up with a new disease and you can find it under the blessing and under the curse. If you can find it under the curse, you know that you've been redeemed from it. Every bad thing, every sickness. They've came up with something new, you could find it under that curse. And you would know I've been redeemed from it. I'm not having that in Jesus' name. Now, a lot of it has to do with our lifestyle. I mean, we have to have faith that's ready, on the ready all the time. In any situation, if something tries to come on you, you got the faith already gone in your eyes, the word already gone in your eyes and in your ears and down in your heart, and it's there, and it can instantly come out. If I had a sudden pain, I would immediately put my hand on my body, and I'd pray, and I'd say, no, you don't, in the name of Jesus. You're not coming on me. If I knew what caused the pain, I'd talk to it, and I'd say, no, you're not coming on me. I'll not have that. I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Now, you know, I think I told you earlier in the week that faith is not for wimps. I'm telling you, if you're going to be victorious, you're going to have to be able to stand and say, no, you're not coming on me. No, it's not going to be that way. Devil, get your hands off my money in Jesus' name. You got to learn to speak to things, and you got to learn to speak to the enemy in the name of Jesus. But that name is above every name. Should you look at the newspaper in the morning and there's this devastating disease and it's a name you've never heard of before. It's a new devastating disease. You could say, I've already been healed of that in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean, you need to have a healing mentality, a blessing mentality. You ought to be so full of the Word of God that when bad news of any kind comes, that's where you go. You know, you have it in your heart. It comes up into your head, and you say it with your mouth, and you take your place in deliverance right there. But if you don't know what it says, you can't do that. So it's worth your while. I'm telling you, I want to be well all the days of my life. Well, you say, if I keep getting sick, how am I ever going to die? Well, now that's nothing to worry about. I'm just telling you, you're spinning your wheels when you're worrying about that. But the truth is, we're not going to die. When we die, when our body dies, we'll be gone. Here's how you die. You leave your body's dead, and you step into the more life than you've ever imagined before, ever. That's if Jesus is the Lord and Savior of your life. If you've never been born again, you go down. If you've been born again, you go up. And everybody ought to be born again because you're not going anywhere probably today. And if you have Jesus as your Lord, you can live days of heaven on the earth, the Bible says. But if you don't, it's just going to be hell. Why? Because Satan comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. And until you move out from under his domain, you'll have a hard time. But how do you get out? You turn and you say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Say what I said. I said, take my life and do something with it. That's what I said to him. I had no idea it'd be this, but that's what I said. Hallelujah. Oh, man, I went to church when they didn't think anything ever happened. I grew up in that church. Nothing. You didn't have promise of anything except nothing. So when I married Ken, he changed my life in more than one way. He knew, but he wasn't all that good at doing. He was the only son of a loving mother who prayed for him night and day. And he gave her some things to work with. Glory to God. But what a guy. Right after we married, we got born again and filled with the Spirit. And we've been having a good time ever since then. We started out in debt. Nothing, you know, and driving an old car. This is what we were when we got born again. Driving an old car and glad to have one. Just glad to have a car. And we'd pray and believe God would have the gas to go somewhere. And we lived in a little project house. But we began to hear the Word of God about faith. We got under Brother Hagin's ministry. And we, in Tulsa, we were living in Tulsa, and he had 10-day seminars for a year. We got it. It's the only time he ever did it. He never did it again. He just did it for us, I guess. And we got on that word. I'm telling you, it changed everything. Hearing the word of God will change everything about whatever you need in life. So if you're new, don't just wait till it's convenient for the word to come floating by. You get the messages on DVDs, CDs, and get your Bible, and you start finding out what belongs to you, just like what we're doing today on divine health. Divine health belongs to us. Let's look at that. Psalm 103, that's a great scripture of healing that to go to. It should be on your healing list to do. Psalm 103, 1 through 6. Bless and praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deepest within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of all of his benefits. Now that's a good scripture right there. That's a good thing to take hold of. Forget not one of all his benefits. The benefits you forget are the ones you don't get to receive, because all of them come by faith, come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, which produces faith. So if you forget that Jesus bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases, you'll let sickness come in and take over. But if you remember that, you'll say at the first symptom, no, you don't come on my body in Jesus' name. You're not coming on me. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Pain, I rebuke that, and I rebuke the source of pain off my body. Learn to be aggressive about the curse trying to come into your life. Why is it called a curse? Because the curse is a curse. It's bad. It's come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus, the Bible says, redeemed us from the curse. The whole curse. So we stand against poverty the same way we stand against sickness and disease. We don't believe in poverty. We had a lot of it for a while, but we found out we didn't have to live in it, that it was a curse, and we're under the blessing. The blessing included all financial things, good things. So in Psalm 103, it says, 1 through 6, who heals each one of your diseases, redeems your life from the pit and corruption, who beautifies and dignifies and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Did you know that you're beautiful, dignified, and crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies? When you look in the mirror and say, oh no, don't say, oh no, say, I'm crowned. Don't forget, I'm crowned with beauty and dignity and tender mercies. The Lord has blessed me. It says in 5, who satisfies your mouth with good. Now this is it, people over 25. Who satisfies your mouth with good so that your youth is renewed. Our youth is renewed. Like the eagles. In the Amplified says, strong, overcoming, soaring. Hallelujah. Our youth is renewed. That's great, especially as you get older. Don't forget that one. My youth is renewed as the eagles. Glory to God. Believe God to stay strong, stay mobile, have a sound mind. Thank God for a sound mind when you pray. Say, Lord, I thank you for a sound mind. I'll have a sound mind all the days of my life. Thank you for a sound body. My body's sound. It'll work all the days of my life. It's blessed. It's healed. It's strong. But what do people say, natural people say? Well, I must be losing it. I'm just losing it. You know, I can't remember anything. I'm just losing it. Or I'm hurting. You know, my grandmother had the gout. I don't even know what the gout is, but my grandmother had gout. And I guess I'll have it too. I've been having a little pain here and there. No, no, no. At the first sign of the curse, which is any symptom of sickness or any pain, rebuke it and say, you're not coming on my body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not coming on me. You're not coming on my mind in Jesus' name. I have the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. I have thoughts from God. I have a sound mind. He's not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Well, is it worth fighting the fight of faith to keep a sound mind and a strong body? Yes. I don't want you to have to feed me or push me around or anything else. I want a sound body. I have a sound body. I'll tell you something else I'm doing to you'll have to do more than say. You'll have to do what the Bible says about things. See, that's our protection. That's where we leave no foothold. The Bible says leave no foothold for the devil. So we don't walk. I'm talking about you and me and all of us. If we want to live long and live strong, we can't live in disobedience. We can't have a disobedient mouth. We can't have disobedient actions. We have to walk with God and let Him be God. You can't be living in sin and have the blessings. The blessings are for people who are obedient. So that would be us, church. Glory to God. We'll live long and live strong. And He heals all. This scripture says He heals each one, and the other translation says He heals all of our diseases. Glory to God. You start hearing about those things going around. Well, you know, pneumonia's going around. Well, just say it's not going around here, because I'm under the blood of Jesus, and Jesus Himself bore pneumonia for me. I have an account. I had never said that before, but that's right. We have an account. We have a blessing account. Glory to God. And we don't have to serve the curse. And guess who filled our account? Jesus. He did it. It's already been done. All we have to do is receive what He says belongs to us, keep it in our account where we act on it at the first sign of a symptom and say, no, you don't. No, you don't. You're not coming on me. No, uh-uh. I had a little finger bothering me. And this little finger, it wanted to do this. It was my index finger. And I said, no, you're not doing that. I'm not having that. I didn't know what it was. I thought, well, maybe it's arthritis trying to come on me. I said, I'm not taking any arthritis. I'll not have arthritis in my body. That's under the curse. Finger, you're healed. Now you stay straight and you behave in Jesus' name. You stay straight. Talk to your body. That's your body. Talk to it and tell it what to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But, you know, it pays to do right, eat right. And I don't think, you know, He also told us how to eat and not to eat. Of course, He didn't say don't drink Coca-Colas, because they didn't have Coca-Colas. But everybody knows those aren't good for you. So don't keep doing things that aren't good for you. I don't even know how long it's been since I tasted a Coca-Cola. Hallelujah. But do things that are healthy. Live a healthy lifestyle. And I'll tell you, you can get used to eating healthy food. I mean, you can get used to it. I don't even think about fried catfish very often unless I preach. Our hush puppies there. Well, I think about them sometimes, but I know I can't eat that way and be healthy. Why? Because catfish are scavengers. That's why the scripture said don't eat them. And hogs are scavengers. That's why you don't eat pork. What is a scavenger? They eat dead things, nasty things. And then they be nasty. And then we eat them? No, we're not going to do that. Glory to God. No wonder God said, this is clean and this is dirty. Eat the clean. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Many diseases are self-inflicted, really and truly, by what we eat and what we do, how we treat our body. So we walk in love, for one thing, that's the spirit, and then we do what we know is right and healthy. But we're going to live long and live strong, and we want to live healthy, don't we? I mean, who wants to live long and be sick long time? That's no fun. No, we want to live long and live strong, and we live healthy. And we're going to live supernaturally in the Word of God and take it and believe it.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.